Hello everyone and welcome to Four Lads Had a Dream. Today's recording you're about to listen to is an audio blog. It is not a podcast if you're expecting a wee chat. This is me, Stephen Clifford, reading a new blog from today's website by Andy McKellar called Outrage, Save and Gnashing. Rangers must be winning. You can read that on the website, but just in case you prefer listening, here is the actual audio content of the blog. Nations across the globe use a common method to track the results and performances within their respective sporting competition. These are commonly known to the world as league tables, and while they are perfect in their purpose, they aren't always needed in Scottish football. Here in particular, little footballing backwater, there is another factor that appears to be an undisputable barometer of how these things are going at the top of the table. That's noise. You see, when Rangers are a mess, and in the midst of another banter period, there is silence and indifference, perhaps broken only by light mockery. However, when we are winning, my goodness, the noise reaches a deafening din of conspiracy, hypocrisy and fox outrage. Each Rangers win at present is met with an angry gnashing of teeth. A result in Lisbon, for example, we were told, wasn't all that good despite the fact they've never lost a Europa League game at home. It was an opportunity missed, apparently. Textbook red cards are no longer red cards, fouls in the box are no longer penalties, and John Beaton is a Masonic overlord ensuring Celtic are held down where they apparently belong. Our recent victory against Hibernian perhaps saw this noise reach a crescendo after yet another defeat to Rangers. Their fans decided they could no longer tolerate the away support and pressurised their board to act, and they did. The away allocation is now set to be cut at Easter Road, so that their home fans are no longer subjected to nasty songs of the travelling support. Of course, the ones from the home end are fine. I mean, why wouldn't they be? But definitely can't have it from the away end. Don't be silly. Hibs fans, of course, are amongst the most decorated in the country when it comes to award for misbehaviour. Whether it be glass bottles, corkscrews, vapes, pies or whatever, they've thrown them all. They've invaded the pitch en masse. They've had individuals square up to opposition captains, and they've even mocked the Ibrox disaster by defacing our seats and stadiums with the scroll 66 everywhere. It really is a fantastically scummy array of football fan-based fox paws, but let's not have a bad song against us. They don't like that. This, of course, is not to defend the song in question, but rather to highlight the hypocrisy of the outcry. Whilst Martin Boyle was injured and receiving treatment, he was rather crassly serenaded by the Rangers support. How could they sing someone about someone that's so seriously injured, they asked, right before bursting into song about our late queen being in a box. As far as hypocrisy goes, the outrage didn't even have time to foam from the mouth before it was smothered by an equally crass response. In true Rangers are winning fashion, this saw soapboxes being mounted and tubs being thumped. Our good friend from the BBC, Chris McLaughlin, tweeted above the governing bodies and police responding and is now talking about strict liability. Now, a sporadic and irregular commentator of Scottish football, he is of course saw fit to mention this game while he remained definitely silent on a knife corkscrew being thrown inches away from Lawrence Shankland at the Edinburgh Derby. Quell surprise. I mean, it's not like he was banned for such a one-eyed reporting before, is it? He was also joined on the now creaking soapbox by the blustering Ian Blackford MP, the SNP representative for Ross, Skye and Lochaber, of course, shares the selectiveness of McLaughlin. As a proclaimed Hibs fan and a politician, he made no comment on pitch invasions, glass bottles or other missiles being thrown at opposition players. You'd think he'd want his club to get his own house in order first and foremost? No. Maybe he's taken the blinkered approach from the First Minister, who of course has previous in this department, party policy and all that kind of thing. It's reminiscent of the 55 season where government and politicians adopted their Rangers could have done more attitude to prevent gatherings many miles away in another area of the city, while the actual government made no preparations for this at all. Coincidence? Nope. Rangers were winning then too, you see. And so here we are as Philip Clement's team chase domestic silverware and European dream. The noise has been cranked up from all around. The truth is nobody cared when Rangers weren't winning. Nobody cared when we were a mess. The only reason you hear these comments now is because of one simple fact. Rangers are winning again. None of the above should be taken as point scoring. Some of our fans are far from angels at times, and I'm sure opposition supporters could send a dossier of incidents to rival those above. But that's not the point here. The point is the hollowness of the dramatised anger. They're not really upset at a song or away support. If they were, this would have been sorted years ago. They're upset because Rangers aren't losing anymore. That's the simple crux of it all. Real pressure has now been applied to the officials following the concession of Celtic's first domestic penalty in March. Agreed it was a soft one, but in the grand conspiracy theory it was more than cancelled out by the one they received just earlier, still at 0-0. But none of it matters, and the commentary thereafter would have had you believe it never happened in the first place. Brendan Rodgers even credited the wrong official with making decisions on the day. Why did he do this? Because it distracts from his own failings and whips up the tinfoil brigade in his own support. And given the reaction has been more about referees than drop points, it was PR genius for him on that part, even if it was at the expense of John Beaton and potentially his windows. We could end up in a really sad situation in Scotland where away supporters become a thing of the past, at least as we once knew them. Rangers have, of course, played a role in that, with the Old Firm issue still unresolved, but at the end of the day, unlike Easter Road and other venues, our stadium isn't sitting half empty while cutting allocations. Sure, it may appease some thin-skinned home supporters, but it's at the cost of the spectacle itself, as those stands opposite cameras have rows of empty seats in full view for our game. Philippe Clement said in a recent interview that he won't look at the league table until May. Good news for him is he probably won't have to. He'll simply have to listen for the howls and the cries from the rest of the Scottish football, and we'll know if we are where we need to be. If we do win this league, a pair of earplugs would be a very wise investment. As for Hibs, people in half empty glass houses shouldn't throw vapes or pies or bottles or knives. Over to Rangers, really. Keep on winning and crank up that volume. That was Andy McKellar's recent blog, Outrage Steve and Gnashing, Rangers Must Be Winning, which you can find on the Four Lads Had a Dream blog website if you wish to have a read. Available on all social media websites. Thank you for listening.
Four Lads Bite Size Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Rhino Express and Clyde View Joinery, certified fire door installer and maintainer. Also in association with Rangers Pools, Zenith Coins and Alexander Campbell Interiors. Please share and follow the pod to help us grow. We hope you enjoyed the show.